Welcome back inside the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios and the Patriots this week. Scott Zolak, Matt Chatham. Indianapolis Colts, three wins thus far. They lost in overtime to Carolina on Monday night. 1-5, though, with Andrew Luck at quarterback as their starter this year. How do you explain the regression in year four of his career?
I think it's all about integrity, Bob. They got their even playing field now. And the Indianapolis Colts, to me, cannot lose enough. They really can't. Them and the Dallas Cowboys, the way that they handle things from the top down. Andrew Luck, he's playing hurt. And I think it's a credit to players to play through bumps and bruises. But there's a big difference between being injured and being hurt. And it seems like he's overstriding, that the offense isn't benefiting him right now. And they're doing a bad thing, I think, playing the kid because he's regressed. And that's a scary thing because he's a franchise quarterback.
They've had a lot of discussion, of course, about what has been disclosed and what went undisclosed on the injury reports regarding his shoulder and his ribs. But what about his eyes as a quarterback and the struggles reading opposing defenses and the conception of that Indianapolis offense?
Yeah, I think that's the much bigger issue than the ribs because, quite frankly, the velocity's still there. He's not holding out. A lot of times you'll see a guy short arm. The follow-through can really hurt when you have rib issues. So I don't even buy that that's an issue because he looks fine to me. Everyone out there is hurt. So if you're out there, you're fine. But the bigger issue is just the decision-making. Decision-making and execution. He's been airmailing balls for weeks. He's been throwing into double coverage for weeks. He's been not learning lessons. I mean, I think as we saw that Panthers game sort of go to fruition down the stretch, there was this storyline being written that he had brought them back. On that final so-called winning drive before they wanted to go into overtime, it was in the hands of Panthers defenders three times and weren't caught. Now, the story would have been Renee, but they have never really scored. Luck leads him back. I think he's just really been playing bad. And you can't really pin it to much more than that, that you're turning the ball over too much, pal. You can't do this.
And when you're continually doing the same thing and making the same mistakes, you got to look at the coach. And I said this on our radio show this week, and he actually got fired later on that day. It was Pep Hamilton. He has to go. And just right now, doesn't seem like he has any touch on any pass. And Matt said it. Every ball's 90 miles an hour, and he's airmailing people.
And if I'm a fan of that team, and I just want him to do well, right? When Andrew Luck struggled early in the year, they blamed the offensive line. And they said, you know, it's been bad for 3 years. They scapegoated the guys, although he was playing
poorly
himself.
And the head coach got on that, too. He's like, well, this has been going on for 3 years.
So the point is, and the quarterback is a part of the protection. People often miss that part. The quarterback is probably one of the biggest parts. Peyton Manning never gets hurt. Why? Because he gets rid of the ball. That's the issue. When they'd had issues before, they scapegoated and said, no, Andrew, it's not your fault. Now they have another issue. He played terrible against Carolina. I don't care who the play caller was.
I don't care about the fourth quarter either. I mean, he put him in that.
Right. But the next morning, then we fire the OC. So the point is, in that locker room, you'd be like, every time this guy screws up, someone else gets axed. That can't be right.
Meanwhile, Peyton Manning, opposite Aaron Rodgers in Denver, had his best performance of the season. The Broncos stay unbeaten, and now that offense coming off that terrific outing, 500-plus yards to complement what's been a great defense thus far. What about the Broncos at this stage?
He's not dead right now. But here's the thing, you know, with Green Bay, I think we underestimated or overestimated how good that team is, and you look at their defense. They gave Peyton Manning a lot of room in the middle. He was hitting in-cuts. I think they threw an in-cut first play of the game to Demaryius Thomas. You know, that's what you got to take away from him. Force him to throw the ball deep into the outside because why? That's where arm strength comes into question. Right. If he could operate within the middle, hit the crossing routes, get, and the pickup of Vernon Davis, we'll see what that's going to do for them. If they get Vernon Davis of 2 years ago, 3 years ago, that's a pretty good pickup. If they get the Vernon Davis that checked out this year, then that's not going to help that much. So we'll see. He's not dead yet.
The biggest development of them has been the running game. They had over 170 yards rushing last week.
Those guys are quick, too. Yes. I mean, they hit the hole.
C.J. Anderson getting to the edge. Hillman having big weeks, you know, averaging over 4 and 5 yards a carry. That sort of makes all those points that Zoe brings up great because with Hartsell play action, you're not throwing a fade to the outside. Hartsell play action, you're throwing to the seams, and it's a ball you can drive, and it's a ball you can get to more quickly. That's actually where Vernon Davis comes more into play. If you get him running down the seams, just running routes, great.
But
he ain't Julius Thomas. Right. He doesn't have the basketball skills and ball skills like that. But if it's just balls that Manning can get to him right in the close part of the field.
And that's the second week in a row that he's used the word ain't. So, you know, for everybody ain't. That you know, reads him.
I ain't it all the time. Ain't it all.
That's good.
Vernacular's good.
It's one of my favorite words.
Versatility.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. So when we come back, we'll talk about the Patriots' next opponent coming back against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 2 weeks ago with the largest come-from-behind win in franchise history.